Hello and welcome to Secondhand Film Critics, your favorite source for mildly pretentious, semi-uneducated, and highly unqualified opinions on movies. I am actually being written by an AI as we speak,
and
I am with...
I am not getting paid enough money for my work.
Wow, so true. If we... You know those tweets where, like, I made an AI do all of this, and then this is what it did? I wonder what a AI secondhand film critics episode
we
would sound like.
We should have used an AI to write this episode and then be like, at the end, be like, see, AI is not good
for this,
but...
I would love to see what they would come up with for... lots of mentions of...
Wes Anderson. Hitting the Gwitty.
Yes.
I wonder if we could, like, input previous episodes, like, transcripts of previous episodes into it, or maybe just, like, the audio from an episode and then tell it to write a new
episode.
Oh, wait,
Be Real happened 17 minutes ago?
Yes, tough. I posted mine already.
That's tough. I didn't get a notification yesterday either.
Oh.
So lame.
L.
Usually I take out the parts where we post our B-reels, but maybe I'll keep this one in just to be real.
Just to be real about it.
Yeah, so do you want to...
Yeah, I'll jump into it.
Okay,
So this is a goodbye episode. Just kidding. It's not really, but it kind of is, I guess.
Who knows? Yeah.
We don't know.
We'll see.
So if you don't know, there is a strike happening right now. It is started as a Writers Guild strike, and then SAG-AFTRA, the Actors Guild, decided to join. So they're both striking right now, which means most movies from major productions are not shooting. You've probably seen... I feel like that's, like, general information that everybody
That's general
knows.
Information,
We made the AI joke because that's one of the things they're striking against is the use of AI. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
We would come to a time when AI was replacing human jobs. But yeah, the studios have been, you know, using AI for different things or to replace writers or actors or... all those things, which is obviously not fair to those in the industry who are working. And then also a big portion of the strike is that they're not being paid fair wages, residuals from their work. And so there's a few reasons that we're going to be putting on pause. Obviously, the main one is to support the people who make the movies that we talk about.
Of course.
The other big thing is previously there had not been any regulations on podcasts or film-related podcasts or working on podcasts. And neither of us are a part of SAG or the WGA. But they did release...
Imagine if we were, actually,
we are a part of SAG. No, but neither of us are... I mean, I've worked on sets with SAG actors before, so, like, sets that are under the union. We have many friends who have been guests on this podcast who are members of SAG or the Writers Guild and are being affected by the strike and affected by how things are run in the industry. And the newest thing on podcasts is basically, like, they don't want people who are a part of SAG to be on podcasts and promote struck works, which are the works that are basically every major studio. So pretty much
basically any movie,
apart from some, you know, really small independent content, most stuff falls under struck. And we kind of decided that if we were members of SAG, we obviously would not be working. And so we want to stand in solidarity with those who are striking because that's important to us to do because we love movies and we love the people that make movies.
Of course. Yeah, that was very well said. Good job. A+.
Thank you. I didn't even plan it. It just, I winged it. If I were a SAG actor, I probably would have done that a lot better, which is why we need to pay our SAG actors.
So we don't know, obviously, how long the strike is going to go. For now, we're just going to put a hiatus on it. Depending on how long it goes, Maybe we'll try to figure out ways to do other kind of episodes, do some book reviews.
Yeah, maybe some game if reviews.
We could maybe see if there's someone like who has made a really like a completely independent film. And
yeah,
talk
one
to
thing
them
we also
about
bounced
it.
Around was maybe interviewing some people who are part of the industry and just not talking about Struck Works, but just talking about their experiences working, stuff like that. Yeah. Just kind of some different perspectives on the film industry that don't involve promoting films is an idea.
Yeah, but for now, I mean, I think for us anyway, it's a decent time to even put a pause on stuff. Just we got a lot of stuff going on right now. So maybe at least for the month of August, and we'll see how much longer, go on a hiatus. And then depending on how long this goes on, maybe we'll try to come back in with some new stuff. But for now, we'll salute you farewell, I guess.
Yeah.
Unless this comes out and then like on Thursday.
Oh my God.
Then we imagine that'd be so embarrassing for us.
I don't think that would. I find that very, I don't
very
know
hard
that
to
would
believe.
Happen, but it would
no.
be wild.
It would be wild.
At that point, we would just remove the episode and then
yeah.
do a different one. Yeah. So I guess like what this means for the summer of Twilight.
Well, we're going to record.
We'll record them
now.
Yeah,
and then
when the strike is resolved and you know mm-hmm. the negotiations are made between the studios and SAG-AFTRA, we'll mm-hmm. post those episodes. We don't know
yes.
when that will be. Maybe it'll be September of Twilight. Maybe it'll be the snowy winter of Twilight. I'm trying to think of other things that start with S that aren't
S.
summer. The
super super nice November of Twilight.
Yeah, we don't know, but yeah. it'll the episodes will,
it will
come out at some point.
Come out,
and
yeah.
and you can look forward to those. But yeah, but if you want more info on the strike and what's going on, they post a lot about the picket lines and stuff like that on the SAG-AFTRA, like. Twitter and Instagram pages. They also have a lot.
X. It's not Twitter anymore.
Oh,
it's X.
My bad. X,
on the
X
pages.
Pages. Or
that's
just,
so awkward to say. Yeah, on the X pages.
Or just go to their website and you can kind of read about everything they're
yeah.
doing, how you can take part. I know one of the biggest things is they have like a community entertainment fund where you can donate money to basically help support the people who are striking and not working right now. And that money kind of goes to like their food and stuff like that so that those people are still having a form of income throughout the strike, the members
yeah.
of SAG. So
right. We'll put those in the description. So
yeah.
easy access. Until before we go, I was thinking, you know, it's not like us to leave without a recommendation. So maybe we give a book recommendation.
Ooh.
and/or album. I don't know, you know, just some other forms of media that we also like to consume.
Yes. Well, first off, we should recommend our friend Elijah's new album.
I was
album.
Just gonna say a not Struck Work, definitely. So we could definitely promote that. Yeah, Elijah, he was on our Super Mario Brothers
yes.
episode. Yeah, he came out with an album on Friday, the 28th.
Yeah, called Meet Me in Montauk. It's fire. It's on all streaming platforms
yeah.
under the artist name Elijah Blue. So
yes.
if you search Elijah Blue, he'll come up. But you should definitely stream that.
Yeah, definitely. It's actually like a based or inspired by a movie, which we won't say but the name of, but it is. So that's kind of interesting. It kind of connects in that way. do you have a book recommendation? I know you are a bigger reader than I am.
I am. I've been slacking on my book reading because I've been reading
tisk tisk
a lot of fan fiction instead.
Do you want to recommend a fan fiction?
I do not.
Okay.
I don't need to expose myself on this podcast in that way. No, I'm going to recommend a book series that I like that I'm listening to the sixth book in the series right now because it just was released. It came out in the beginning of July and my library, I listened to it on Hoopla that my library provides and I just
great service.
Started the sixth one. That just came out. They released two a year, and I always listen to them because I love the audiobook narrator. And this is called the Cleopatra Fox Mystery Series. It fits kind of in the historical fiction, cozy mystery vibes in the early 1900s. It centers around this girl who her uncle is rich and owns this big hotel, and her grandmother dies, and then she goes and lives with her aunt and uncle because she's like in her early to mid 20s. So she goes and lives with them, and then a murder happens and she solves the murder, and then the series progresses and she like solves murders. So it's really fun. She rocks. She's a great main character. There's a good slow burn romance going on the side. There's some great drama with the people in the maids in the hotel who like she's not supposed to associate with, but she becomes friends with, and they have all this stuff going on. So I recommend those. The Cleopatra Perfect. Fox Mysteries by CJ Archer. And I recommend listening to the audiobooks because the narrator is very good.
That's a W. I don't know. I do read sometimes. Right now I'm reading actually a pretty good book that people might not be interested in or might be interested in. I don't know. But it's called Music, A Subversive History. It is about just the more origins of music that aren't talked about as much in like Western music history that has been kind of canonized. And it's really interesting. The early part of the book is just about how music was used in like hunter-gatherer societies, and like how the connection of like violence to music or the group nature of music. I don't know, just all these different traditions that it was used for in the past and how that kind of goes until now, and also about how the music that is controversial in the time that it is released eventually becomes accepted, and then like people pretend like it was always accepted and like it comes to be part of the canon and that whole process. So a lot of they talk about a lot more older music, but then they draw parallels to like rap music in the 90s and 2000s and how that is more accepted now, but it was like a big deal back then, and then rock music in the 50s. It's a very interesting book. So if you are interested in that, you might like it, but if you're not interested in that, you won't like it. So do that what you will. And with that, I guess we're all done.
Well, shortest episode we've ever made.
Shortest episode. Congratulations to us. Do you have anything else to say before we sign off?
Yeah, just follow us on social media, and we'll probably keep posting there and keep you updated on maybe some other things going on. Maybe what we should do is we should become those people who just like have a talk show. And so we could just come on.
I don't know if anyone would listen to us.
I think they would. I think that we should just get on and talk about
moving and like
moving. We could share moving stories.
We had a great one yesterday. Stories.
We've had quite a few downers, unfortunately.
Quite a few experiences. Double
thumbs down to the real estate industry for sure. Take real estate back from the landlords, please. And then maybe we'll figure it out. Maybe
we'll figure it out. Yeah, because we're gonna get bored if this goes on for a long time. We're too self-absorbed to, you know, not share our opinions. So we're gonna need an outlet to pretend like our opinions matter, I think.
Yeah. You know? I mean, that's what you do when you have a podcast. I feel like every person who has a podcast has to have some form of wanting other people to hear their voice. So,
yeah. So we'll be back eventually. But until next time, I am insert classic secondhand film critics outro here.
And I am all the books on my shelves begging us to talk about them instead of movies.
Oh, man.
And we're your secondhand
film.